Yeah, it took a little negotiating, but you know, I was able to pull away with my number.
What'd you have to give up?
Just a little bit of a couple of rookie things, but not a big deal.
Little limited today with what you were able to do, but what are your first impressions of being out there finally?
Oh man, you know, it's a dream to finally, you know, be part of a NFL club and just, you know, your first day of practice, even though I wasn't able to do really much, but I mean, just the experience in general is just, it's just a great feeling.
This could be after saying that you probably could have done stuff. Is it hard to be patient right now, or do you understand that this is kind of part of the process that you need to go through?
I mean, I understand it's definitely part of the process for me to be 100% because that's the goal. Me as a competitor, of course, I would like to be out there and competing and, you know, doing what I can, but this is something I have to be smart with and take the proper direction under the medical staff. And, you know, hopefully I'll be ready to go whenever they feel like it's that time.
Is the toe feeling any better? I mean, can you notice any improvement? I know it's only been a little bit since we talked to you.
I mean, I feel like I'm getting better every week. It's just, you know, it's really not on my, it's not my decision on if I could come out. You know, it's up to the medical staff, and when they think that it's, you know, the right time for me to actually get back to doing what I do, you know, they'll bring me out.
So what do they have you doing to rehab? Is it just rest, orthotics?
I mean, you know, rest, orthotics, you know, whatever treatment, maybe hot tub, cold tub, just it's a list of things I'm just doing just to progress the recovery, honestly.
Have you gotten to spend any time with Vaughn and DeMarcus yet?
Yeah, I haven't really got to spend too much time with DeMarcus, but I've met Vaughn before through a teammate, you know, they actually went to high school together, so I've kind of been talking to Vaughn for a while, even before the draft, and so, you know, when I got drafted here, he texted me and told me how excited he was, and, you know, I, of course, said the same thing, to be able to learn from him and DeMarcus, and you know, I just think it's a really great opportunity for me.
He had his troubles. I mean, it's been very well documented. He's talked about it. Has he already been able to give you advice? What can you maybe learn from the off-field mistakes that he went through?
You know, I haven't really talked to him about that. But for me personally, you know, it's really not hard for me to stay out of trouble. For me, you know, the incident that I had, you know, I moved past that. It's just something that happened, and it's not something that's going to resurface for me at all.
Getting drafted is one thing, but when they're handing out your stuff to you, did it sort of become a little more real?
Definitely. I mean, once you put on that jersey and you get the NFL helmet, it's a special feeling to finally realize that you're part of something great, especially a club like the Broncos. And for me, just being out there today and just realizing the opportunity that I had just gets me more excited and ready to work even harder.
You mostly defensive end at Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're going to be staying a lot here. Have you talked about that adjustment? How big an adjustment do you think that'll be?
I don't think it's a very big adjustment at all. Like I stated even before the draft, I've played linebacker before, and switching to outside linebacker is not a very difficult task for me. It's really more so learning the system and learning the plays, and I think I've been doing a pretty good job of getting it down.
Shane, going back to the incident, do you think it was a blessing in disguise he landed with the Broncos where he did?
You know, I feel like things happen for a reason, and me being here with the Broncos definitely gave me a great opportunity to not only play with a really great club, but also, like I said, learn from guys like Vaughn and DeMarcus and just get better at my craft and be a better football player, and I definitely take this opportunity very seriously. Yeah, I mean, I've seen all the memes and all the jokes and stuff, but it really doesn't faze me. It'd be different if I had a serious history of issues with marijuana and stuff like that, but I don't. And, you know, for that, I just look at that as just jokes, as people just finding something to pick at me at, but it doesn't bother me. You know, I just focus on moving past that and, you know, getting ready to play football.
I mean,
I really don't tend to just look at all those things. Of course, a couple of my friends sent me some of them that were pretty funny, but, you know, none in particular are my favorites.
Anything else, guys? Okay. Thanks, Shane.
Thank you.